So where do you work?
I work, well, I'm currently employed by, I have my broker, he's a real estate broker, my attorney, he's a real estate attorney. I work for a title company. I work because my attorney consolidated with the broker. He owns both businesses, but like his business partner, he's the broker. And since business has been so bad, they consolidated. So now I work for both of them together simultaneously. They just pay me, you know, 4 hours. One pays me, the other one pays me 4 hours a day, like that.
Oh, okay. And but what do you do? Like receptionist?
I'm like the office bitch, if you can say. Part of my French.
No, it's all right.
But I do everything. I answer phones. I get the mail. I order supplies. I babysit the realtors because they don't, half of them don't know what they're doing. They don't know any of the forms. They don't know anything. Mm-hmm. So I'm an administrative assistant. I'm a receptionist. Okay. I'm a post closer. Wow. I am head of the post closing department. I deal with everything that has to do, once a deal closes, like when you buy a house, you'll go to a title company to do your closing.
Right.
To sign all the paperwork. After that, I do the package. I send it to the bank. I deal with, you know, funding conditions. Then I'm the one who prepares a policy. I do recordings. You know, I send the stuff to be recorded to the court.
I do a lot.
Yes, I do a lot.
And where's that at?
It's in Doral.
Oh, okay. But, you live here in Miami, right?
Yeah.
Where?
Do you know where the Mall of the Americas is?
Yeah.
And the Walmart.
Well, not specifically the Walmart, but I know where the Mall of the Americas is.
It's by there.
Right by the Palmetto?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know where Chevy's is? No? No.
I've only lived here for like a year. Well, a year as of December.
Right. Where are you from?
New Jersey.
Right. Okay. And do you live?
I live in Miami, yeah.
But where? You have to tell me a place.
Yeah.
You know how women are in direction. You have to give them a landmark.
Yeah. How about, well, it's off of Bird Road. I know, I'm sure you know what Bird Road is, right? Yes. 40th, right?
Can we use Bird Bowl?
Bird what? Mall?
Bird Bowl.
Bird Bowl? Yeah.
You've been to Bird Bowl.
No, I have seen it, but never been there. Bird Bowl, farther west. Way farther west. Like, Bird Bowl is around, what, like 90th Avenue?
92nd.
Yeah. I'm around 152nd.
Damn.
So that's what I'm saying, way west.
Okay.
I don't, Lakes of the Meadow, never heard of it?
Yes.
That's where I live. Lakes of the Meadow.
I've inputted, oh, wait, I haven't told you.
Yeah.
Job description. What I told you is pretty much, you know, the receptionist, the administrative assistant stuff is mostly for, okay, both companies do that. Close closers for the title company. I also process files, like when they come in, a new file, you know, request title.
Right.
Then, for the broker, the realtors don't have to input their own listings.
Mm-hmm.
I input them for them.
Oh, I see.
So, if a house is going up for sale, you know, they bring me the listing. I input it into this MLS. It's the system or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
And most of them don't know what they're doing. They don't know the forms. It's really bad. Because if you see, I have so much to do that when they come to me and they tell me, you know, how to do their job, it annoys me because I don't have time to babysit them.
Your Cuban comes out.
Yeah. And then, like, if I have to go to the bank to do deposits, yeah. Actually, like, last week, I had interviewed, back in November, I had interviewed with an insurance company, and this lady, she emailed me out of nowhere last week and told me, oh, you know, are you happy where you are? Because, you know, the girl that we hired back in November, she has been promoted.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, you know, interested in? And I was like, I wrote back to her. I was like, well, I'm not really happy where I am. And, she goes, oh, no, and she writes back to me. She's like, oh, we're interested, you know, $11 an hour. I'm like, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then, maybe you make more than I do, but whatever.
Is that, that's neither here nor there. It doesn't matter.
Then, I told my attorneys and the broker, I sat them down and I'm like, look, this is what's going on. And they're like, oh, you know, thank you for letting me know.
Mm-hmm.
But then they told me, oh no, you know, we'll raise you starting next week. You'll start at 10, and then in 2 months we'll start you at 11. So it's good because I don't want to leave where I am. I mean, I've been there for 2 years. I know my job like the back of my hand. And then if I leave to the insurance company, I'd be learning everything from scratch.
Yeah, no. And you should stay.
I don't know the people, so I don't know if they're...
Nah, you should stay.
The lady seems a little anal. So...
What's your major, by the
way? My major? Mm-hmm. Undecided.
Are you undecided?
Declared. Undecided, but... Okay. I want to become an optometrist.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe even an ophthalmologist if I go the nerve to go to med school.
You can help me out. I have bad eyes. I have contacts.
Me too.
Really?
What's your prescription?
I think, Oh, wait. Oh, no. Yeah. Negative 3.25 in one, negative 3.5 in the other.
You think you're bad? I have a negative 6.
Oh my god, really?
0.75? Well, and then negative 5 points. No, it's negative 6.5 and negative 5.75.
There.
So if you think you're blind, you should have my eyes for a few days.
So when you take your contacts out, you
can't
see?
I can't see crap.
Really?
Yeah,
I thought I was the only one on that boat. No, because when you know what I hate the most is, and I should get I had glasses. I lose things so easily. But like when I'm watching TV and it's getting late, I just want to fall asleep watching TV.
So you don't.
But I have to take them out. Yeah. You know. So that's what sucks. You know. Yeah. And I'm looking at.
Well, what sucks for me.
Squinting, you know.
Is that when I get home, I take off my not really before I go to bed. I take off my contacts and obviously I have my glasses, but I put them on. And then if I take them off and I put them down somewhere, forget it. I lost them. I can't see them. Oh, so I have to, like, feel around for them. So
you can't see up close either?
No, I can't see far. Okay. I mean, you have to be, like, right here for me to see you.
Really? I have 20/20 from, like, close. Like, if I didn't have them on, I could see. I can read fine, you know?
Oh, no, I can't.
Like, I can read that.
Oh, no.
But, you know,
if
you
were
to say, what does that say?
No, if I had to read this. Like, I had to be, like this close.
Oh, really?
To be able to see it. Yeah. Okay. It's really bad.
Oh.
And okay. I'm scared to do LASIK.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Well,
They recommend you to wait till you're 25.
Oh, really?
Because it's when your vision kind of just balances out.
Oh.
Because at first, they told me it was 21, but I'm 21. My vision keeps, increasing and getting worse.
Yeah, it keeps getting worse, yeah.
And, I say decreasing. And then my doctor, he's like, oh, wait till you're 25. And I'm scared because, if they do it and doesn't come out right, you can't go back to contacts.
Yeah.
You have to do glasses. So.
Why can't you go to contacts?
Because I don't know.
I guess it's something with
something they do that.
Because they cut,
cut. They laser it.
The retina.
But there's two different kinds of laser.
Is there?
Yeah, there's LASIK and then there's another procedure. I saw it on this show. It's called 10 Years Younger. On TLC, I think.
Yeah.
And,
Do you like TLC?
Yes.
That's good. I like TLC, too. The Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
The History Channel.
I'm a TV buff. I have a lot of favorite shows.
Yeah, like what?
Definitely Law & Order SVU.
Good show.
I like all the Law & Order.
CSI.
I love New York and Vegas.
When I got here.
I don't like
here,
Miami.
No? When I got here, that's what I started watching, CSI Miami.
CSI
and I was like,
Miami.
Wow, that's a good show.
Have you ever seen Vegas?
Yeah, I've seen Vegas. I don't know. Everybody tends to like that one better.
Because it's the original one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But after like 6 months, I was like, I can't take it. It's too far-fetched. It's too...
But I love
First of all, the precinct doesn't look like that. The employees don't look like that.
Obviously. It's cable. Not even cable.
It's TV.
It's TV.
But I like Law & Order because it's a lot. It's real.
Yeah,
you know?
I love it.
It seems real.
I love Without a Trace.
I actually haven't seen
Cold
that.
Case. Have you seen
Cold Case is good.
I love it. I love House.
House is really good.
I love House.
Yeah.
What's another one?
I like the... On A&E... The Justice Files or whatever, Cold Case Files, but real ones. You know,
I
love. I love that.
The problem with that is that when I watch like CSI and Law and Order, I know it's not real. So once you put me like
in
if
a
I
real
start watching
situation?
The real things, yeah. It affects me.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So I don't know why.
Wow. No, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Wow.
So I don't, because when I was senior year, mm-hmm. junior and senior year, I got into psychology, and I, especially the abnormal psych,
yeah.
and I started reading a lot on, like, psychopaths and...
Right, right, right. I was also, I took psychology too, and I was really interested
in
that
stuff.
Did you
take AP?
No, I didn't get into that.
I took AP, sorry. It was crazy.
Yeah.
So national was crazy. I got a 4, which is good.
Really?
I thought I was going to fail it, but
wow.
I got a 4.
That's good. So why don't you do that?
I can't. I'll
watch
go crazy.
CSI,
I'll go crazy along with them.
No.
I can't do it. It's too much.
Really?
I'm not
You're too
that
much
strong
of a
psychologically.
Moral person? It
no.
impacts you?
Yeah, it does.
You take it personally?
I do. I can't. Even with TV sometimes. Like, if I'm watching SVU... or anything right before I go to bed.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the point. That's what makes it a good show, you know?
Yeah.
If you kind of take it personally.
But imagine just having their jobs, you
oh,
know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I couldn't be able to do it.
No,
I couldn't be able to handle it. I'll break down. Like, I'm going to need, like, a psychiatrist.
You'll
know, I'll be, like, a psychologist going to a psychiatrist.
Yeah. You'll
no,
need
I
therapy
wouldn't.
After a case?
Yes. I wouldn't be able to. I think people, I don't know, either... have experienced something that and that's why you're fighting against it,
right?
Or you're just born, you know, with that strength to deal with all that, you know, because it's hard. I
yeah.
wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like an outlook, it's your perspective, you know what I'm saying? I take things personally, but
mm-hmm.
you gotta, and on the other hand, you gotta say, like, well, sometimes, you know, I think you have to understand both sides first before
think,
you take it personally.
But the thing is, it's not even taking it personally.
It's just, no,
you know,
I know.
Don't bring your work home, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't be able to do that.
I don't think anybody that does that can go by that.
Right.
I don't think anybody's able. We're humans.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? No, I don't think anybody can just say no. I shut it off at night. You know, it's not something
you
that...
can't. It's easier said than done,
exactly.
obviously. And we can't do it. It's like you're trying to sleep and your brain doesn't want to shut up. That brain chatter is what it's called.
What other shows do you like?
I love Heroes.
I haven't seen
aside
that
aside from that kind of show,
I haven't
love
seen that one.
Heroes.
I've
love
heard of it. I know.
Chuck.
Chuck?
I'm an NBC fan.
Yeah?
Chuck?
No.
Journeyman?
Nope.
Never seen it?
Never
oh my god.
It.
They're so good. Bionic Woman?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Life?
Life? No. I like the I guess I like comedy a lot. Like I need it every day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure why. I just
Will and Grace.
Well, Will and Grace is all right. If you're okay with homosexuality,
you're not okay.
No, I'm fine. I
oh,
don't care.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm very
I'm just saying.
Gay, so.
Yeah. No. I don't care. Whatever.
Okay.
You know, I have gay friends and all that. But what I'm saying is, you gotta be like. You gotta be okay with that. You know what I'm saying? You gotta see the funny in it. Cause if
you don't see it?
No, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I do. I'm just saying, like, other people, I don't see it that much. Like, I see how it's funny, but I'm like, it ain't that funny. You know what I'm saying? But, like, for me, comedy, like, really good comedy is obviously Comedy Central. I like the Colbert
I don't
Report.
Watch Comedy Central.
I never used to watch it, but when I saw the Colbert Report and the, Jon Stewart.
Jon Stewart's
oh
funny.
My
well,
God.
Actually, I'm
the
just
Daily
saying
Show?
It. Jon Stewart at the Oscars, he
yeah.
was hilarious.
Give it a try. What it is, all that show is, like The Daily Show and The Colbert Report, it's
like talk
watching
shows.
The. No. It's not a talk show.
It's not a talk show.
It's like watching the news. What they do is they take news from the day,
okay.
like from CNN or something like that, the elections, whatever, and they make fun of it.
Okay.
Everything's funny. You know what I'm saying? They show pictures and
it's
they'll
like
say
the
this.
Have you ever seen The Soup?
The
Soup?
On E? Oh, yeah, yeah,
Joe.
Yeah. Somewhat, yeah.
Just not as...
But this is, like, exaggerating. I mean, they exaggerate stuff. They say whatever they want. I mean, you should watch.
Well, obviously it's cable.
Yeah,
give Comedy Central.
Right, but give it a try. You'll like
but
it.
But what comedy show do you like that it's not on?
That's not on Comedy Central?
Yeah.
That's like oh, I used to love Everybody Loves Raymond.
You know, I like him, but I can't. It has to be certain days that I can just sit through a whole show of Everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I love his brother.
It's
like,
a
in
certain
the show,
yeah. It's a certain kind of comedy. It's like an acquired taste.
Me, like, I like comedy like that. That it's innocent and it's just everyday.
Yeah, right.
But like raunchy comedy, like people that use like I don't know, sex or insults and stuff like that, I don't think that's funny.
No.
No. Because
well,
I
like, yeah, no, it's and it's not. It's just not right.
Have you ever been to the Renaissance Festival?
No.
Okay, well this is
that here?
Yeah.
Really?
It's in where is it? It's further. I don't even know because I don't know directions. But Quiet Waters Park. Is it Pembroke Pines?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's one of those.
One
where you have to drive
cities,
a little
bit.
Yeah. So it's a Renaissance festival,
okay.
And then they have this show. The guy's called Christoph the Insulter, and basically you pay him to insult you.
Really?
It's ridiculous. Like, I walked out with, like, $500 worth of people, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, people pay, or it's a group that they pick one person.
Yeah.
They put money together, and then depending on, you know, how much they give him, how long he'll insult the person for. But it's so stupid. Like, I didn't find comedy in it.
No.
like, Friends. Have you ever seen
Friends?
Friends
is good, yeah, of course, yeah.
That kind
of,
you know, Friends is funny.
Yeah.
And what else?
Mm-hmm. I like
Dane Cook?
No, Dane Cook's really fun. But he's vulgar. Come on.
Well,
he's vulgar. Oh, you're saying you don't like vulgarity.
Well, I haven't really seen his stand-up. I've seen his movies.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Good Luck Chuck.
Oh.
Well,
that's
that was pretty raunchy, okay? But
The especially the unrated.
That's what I saw.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But
I was like, what? That's like a porno.
Yeah, it's bad. But did you see,
I have it. I bought it, too.
You know the
too.
Part
what
that I busted
ass.
Out laughing? The part when she goes like this. And then he's like, what happened to you? Did you get in a fight with a stamp?
Oh,
you know, that part.
Oh, yeah.
I think that part.
Oh, yeah,
was
she was
so
showing,
funny.
Yeah.
It was so unexpected to me, and I cracked up. It was.
Really?
I hadn't laughed like that in a while. I saw it the other day. But
there
I like comedy like that.
I like the Family Guy.
Family Guy?
A lot.
You know, I don't.
A lot. Like, a lot.
If I watch it alone,
yeah.
I don't find the humor in it.
No?
I don't.
Wow.
Maybe it's just... But if I'm with other people, I see. I don't know.
The thing about it is, it's really... It's well, it's not even sublime. I mean, it's like in your face.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess maybe it's so in my face that...
It's... Yeah,
I
it's
don't get
not
it.
Even that... It's like what Peter says, it's all like... It's either racial...
Right.
Against gender or where you're from, political. I mean, everything. It's everything. That's why I like it. Because it's, like, blatant.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
They don't care, you know? Whatever. It's stereotypes.
Like, me, I watch it and I don't laugh. Like, maybe I'll smile or whatever, but I won't laugh. Like, I have friends. Like, I have a group of friends that are addicted to Family Guy.
Yeah.
And then when they talk about it and they say things that they say in the show, I laugh.
Yeah.
Maybe because they make it funny and because I don't see the humor.
Yeah.
I see the humor in what
especially
they're doing.
Especially Stewie, the baby.
I love Stewie.
He's... Because he has, like, an accent because he's so smart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's always trying to kill his mother. I mean, it's... Or another thing they do. This one time, Peter... You know, Peter, right? The fat guy.
Yeah, I know
that. He tripped, right? And he like, banged his knee.
Uh-huh.
And then he like, sat on the floor and was holding his knee. He was like, ah. Oh. And he did that for, I think, a minute.
Uh-huh.
It was just that for, like, a minute. Him doing that noise.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Like, it's just... It's
stupid.
Right. But it's the noise. It's like, all right, go
okay.
on, you know? Yeah, that... No, but our family is... I think it's great. Actually, you know what I used to do?
Uh-huh.
I had a DVD player in my car, like an in-dash, when I lived in Hawaii. And
you lived in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
For how long?
For a year.
Was it beautiful?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you about that, though. But every morning when I'd go to base, when I'd go to Pearl Harbor, I would play it, like, every morning.
Is that illegal?
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that, but that's how much I liked it, you know what I'm saying? I would play it. That was my breakfast, yeah. Family Guy.
You know, I guess I don't watch a lot of comedy because it doesn't, I don't know, you can't gain knowledge from it.
I understand. You feel like you're wasting your time.
Not really, because I love comedy. I love laughing.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to put
time... something informative.
Yeah, right? I want to learn something.
Something that's going to stimulate your brain.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Because in comedy, you really don't have to figure out anything, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, in a murder, like...
Well, actually, like with the Family Guy, you got to be quick. Because if you don't... If you're not... If you're not quick and you're not informed, like, on different cultures, right, you won't get it.
Right. I think that's my problem.
Yeah, like this one time they had a plane and it had a banner on it and it said one thing and then the banner flew off and it said Colombian drugs. You know what I mean? It's like that.
Okay.
If you don't know, then you're not going to laugh.
Okay.
Like that, you know. They make fun of everybody.
Right.
Everything. Like, this one time, Peter's was like, I need to be rich. And then he starts singing a song like, I need a Jew.
What?
You know what I mean? Because Jewish people are rich. So he's like, I need a Jew. You know? That's what
I'm
talking about.
I wouldn't get it.
It's cultural. That's what I'm saying. It's like what? You know?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't catch on to it.
Yeah.
I guess that's why I don't find it funny.
Yeah.
I have to have someone next to me explaining it to me, so.
Yeah. No, but, you know, it's funny. But Hawaii is beautiful.
My uncle was there during, I think it was the Second World War. No, I lied. I don't know. I know he was in the military, and he was stationed in Hawaii.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Have you been anywhere besides Miami?
I've only been on cruises.
Oh, okay. So you've been to the Bahamas?
I've been to Cozumel.
Yeah.
In Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Grand Cayman Islands and Ocho Rios, Jamaica.
How was that?
Well, the city itself...
How old were you?
15.
Oh, okay.
The city itself is not pretty. Like, it's nothing
right.
to look at,
right.
I guess. I mean, the beaches are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But we climbed the Dunn River Falls. It's like, I don't know how many feet. It's and then you climb to the... first 200 feet of the falls, and they have guides that
right.
will guide you, and you need, you know, the water socks to go up because the rocks are slippery, you know.
Yeah.
the water's freezing.
Yeah,
it's the coldest water I've ever
in Jamaica,
It's just the waterfalls.
That's fresh water. Yeah,
it's freezing. It doesn't matter how hot it is outside, the water will always be freezing. And there was this couple that they didn't go with the guides. They decided to go up the middle. Retards. And they fell. They slipped and they fell down. I don't know how many feet.
Damn.
And they fell on a rock and they had broken ribs. Everything. They were full of blood.
Yeah.
And it was crazy.
Wow. Well, at least you saw something, right?
Huh?
At least.
But it was pretty. And then that part was pretty. But the cities.
No.
And then guys offering you weed. Yeah, and then you see, like, they're wrapping the weed on the plants.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't smoke?
Huh?
You don't smoke?
No.
That's good.
I find it gross.
It's good.
Do you?
Should it? No.
I don't. What else? And then, the second one, we went to St. Thomas, the Virgin Islands. We went to the Bahamas, to Atlantis.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Bonito.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And Brazil. And Dominican Republic.
Oh, okay.
And then in the United States, well, I've been to Orlando. Who doesn't go to Orlando? Tampa. Have you been to Disney here?
No, I have been to Universal.
Yeah.
Orlando. But
I've been to Universal and I've been to Busch Gardens.
Yeah, I've been to Busch Gardens.
Busch Gardens and Islands is Universal.
Yeah.
Too. I've been to Cooperstown, New York.
Oh, yeah?
I've been to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Wow.
That's where it is. I've been to... We went to North Carolina on a road trip. We stopped one night in Atlanta. So that doesn't really count. Because we didn't stay there.
Yeah.
Where else have I been to? Well, spring break, I'm going to Virginia Beach.
Oh, yeah? Bob Beach?
Huh?
Va Beach.
Yeah.
That's what we call it. I'm from up north, so.
That's what they call it?
Yeah, Va Beach. And nobody calls it, everybody says Va Beach.
Okay, Va Beach. That's where I'm going. Spring break.
No, that's cool. You'll have fun.
My cousins live there.
Don't expect the beaches to be like this.
Oh, no. I'm not going to the beach.
It's cold water.
It's going to be cold over there. No, it's my cousin's 15th, and she lives up there.
Don't get too wild.
No, I won't.
Are you a wild person?
No.
You're not a party person? No.
I am actually going this Saturday for, like, the first time to a club.
Really? You're not a club person either?
No.
Wow, all right. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
So
what do you do on weekends?
There's more to life than clubs.
Yeah. No, there is.
Well, I was...
¿Qué música le gusta?
Música de todo. Everything. I like everything.
Yeah.
It just depends on the song. If I like, it doesn't matter the genre. If it's country, if it's pop, rock, anything. As long as I like the song.
Yeah.
Like, the thing was, when I turned 15, I met this guy. We were together for 4 years. And he was very machista.
Yeah.
And he isolated me from everybody, from my friends. And I mean, it was my fault in the way that I allowed him to do that. But, it happened.
Yeah.
And then we broke up. Well, I broke up with him. Thank God. That was over. And the friends that you had when you were 15, you know, people change in 4 years, especially those years from 15 to 19.
Oh, yeah.
You change a lot.
Definitely.
And I tried, you know, to go back to those old friendships, but it wasn't the same. Obviously, you can't expect to find the same thing you left 4 years before.
No.
And obviously, there's grudges from people, you know, you leave